No, let's try it again.
History is said to repeat itself. That may be true, but we believe it also strikes back. Today, with us as its mouthpiece, it will strike you in the feels with its music. This is History Strikes Back, and the year is 2000.
Duh.
A year you say or you claim to know nothing about. So I thought, well, shit, why don't I go ahead and do it? And I will tell you, I am not going to belabor the point. I am going to kind of get right to the music. What I'd like to start with are the albums. I want to start with some of the albums of
saying?
That time.
What? What am I saying? Yeah.
So some albums that were super popular at that time. So let's hear your response to these. Maybe you won't even know what they are. So
that's a definite possibility.
I think you're going to know a lot. I think you know a lot more than you think. You may not love it all, but you know more. So, going to throw some at you. I don't know if you know this, but Warning by Green Day came out in 2000. Something else that came out during that time was Two Against Nature.
Steely Dan. There we go.
Yes. Also, we have No Strings Attached by NSYNC, which was a huge album. I'm not an NSYNC fan, but it was a big deal at the time. Also, we had Mer de Noms, which is A Perfect Circle, who I love. So that was a big deal. We had Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea by PJ Harvey. Mm-hmm. We also had R by Queens of the Stone Age, huge breakout album for them. We also had To the Moon, The Moon and Antarctica by Modest Mouse. I love that album. We also had Voodoo by D'Angelo, super huge deal. Not my jam, didn't get it. We also had Parachutes by Coldplay, huge album for them. And we had All That You Can't Leave Behind by U2, an incredible record, if I do say so myself. Kid A by Radiohead, huge album for them, still one of their most beloved. We also had the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem come out that year. So it was not a bad year for music, right?
You know, I wouldn't actually know. I was going along thinking, wow, this is incredible. I have not heard one of these records in its entirety, not one.
Right, but you're familiar with the artists.
Here and there. However, I did used to have the Marshall Mathers LP, or is it the EP?
It's the LP.
The LP, yeah. I had the Slim Shady, I had them all, you know.
Of course.
The first several. But but the others, no, I'm afraid not. So, I'm sorry.
Other notables, Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears.
Well, can't say I haven't heard that.
I'm not saying it's notable, but other notables, if you will. We also had Country Grammar by Nelly. That was Nelly's huge, huge, huge thing. And it was all right. It was all right. Jill Scott. Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds Volume 1. Jill Scott's amazing.
Isn't she kind of jazzy kind of thing?
She's, yeah. R&B
yeah,
jazzy.
Yeah. I have heard Jill Scott.
Incredible. Yeah. Writing with the King, Eric Clapton and B.B. King. That collaboration came out that year.
There you go.
Blood Flowers by The Cure also. And Selma Songs by Bjork. So it was a good year. May not be a dinosaur year, but it was a fucking good year. Other things I want to mention that also were released, we're not going to go into great detail, but I'm just throwing some stuff out. Brave New World by Iron Maiden also came out.
Did it now?
It sure did. Farmhouse by Fish. I don't care for Fish, but maybe many people do. Lovers Rock by Sade. I'm just saying, holy shitballs. We also had Artificial Intelligence, Mosaic Thump by De La Soul.
Oh, Art Official, two words.
Art Official Intelligence, yes.
Very, very clever. I like the title, at least.
Well, you would like De La Soul. They're very cool. So I think those are enough of the notables, although I will say Just For You, Ecstasy by Lou Reed also came out in 2000.
Wow.
So lots and lots of good shit came out in 2000. So it was not all that bad, sir. I know you're concerned 2000s and above are kind of useless, but they're not.
Actually, 90s. Actually, I thought NSYNC would have been 90s myself.
Also, they definitely had a lot of music in 90s.
Yeah,
just
yeah. I did not know that which is, you know, a very well-known piece of theirs, a very known collection, that was 2000. That's a surprise.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm woefully ignorant on a lot of this. I have become more intrigued recently by Bjork.
Oh, God, you got to get into Bjork.
But,
she's everything.
Radiohead, I mean, that's a lot. That's some uphill sledding, you know.
You're going to have to work on that. I think you should get to it. So some of the hits of 2000 may or may not surprise you. And obviously, as you know, if you like them, know them at all, just go ahead and start to sing along. So this one, Waiting for Tonight, oh, when you will be here in my arms. Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight.
I don't love that song,
but it's okay. Wait, is it the... Let's see.
I must have backed the right horse, avoiding the radio that year. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you were wrong. There's some good stuff. There's a lot of shit, but there's also some good ones in here. So what about Meet Virginia? I can't wait to meet Virginia. The train is amazing. Not the train, but fucking train. My brain is just not working. Also, let's see. Yes, I'm the real Slim Shady. The real Slim Shady is still imitating.
So won't the real? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Feminist women love Eminem. Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him grabbing his, you know. Yeah, come on, man.
Oops, I did it again.
Baby.
I played with your heart. Not different song.
No, baby, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, that's not.
I'm sorry, that's a different one. This is.
Like, what fucking song are you singing?
Come on, it's perfectly understandable to confuse Britney Spears songs, except for Toxic, which is fucking top shelf, man.
I don't know. Of all of them, I'm not sure. Of all of them. I know you love them.
I love that one. I don't like that.
Let's see. Then there's the With Arms Wide Open Under the Sunlight. It's Creed. Of course, little Creed action.
Rings a little bit of a bell.
Oh my god. What just fucking happened? Oh my god, you should have started at the beginning of this show. That's awesome. Okay, what about let's see. It was fucking rad. What about okay, I love this song. Ladies, leave your men at home. The club is full of ballers and the pockets full of gold. And all your fellas leave your friends with their friends. Because it's 11:30 and the club joint is jumping. Hey,
is that like Destiny's Child?
Hell yeah.
I remember them before Beyonce, before Queen Bey, and all anybody could talk about.
That's what I'm talking about. What about the Maria? Okay, that was not good because my throat's dying. Delete that.
Okay.
What about...
It's a lot of work you're creating for me here. Yeah.
You want to start again?
No.
It's only 8 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so then we can do the, what is it? Just like the ocean under the moon, but it's the same as the emotion. That
Yeah. Santana. Are we talking about Santana? Some moon
with Rob Thomas,
From Matchbox 50 or whatever the fuck it is.
20.
20, whatever.
Matchbox fucking 50.
That's more than just a bell. I mean, I know. I actually had that one. I had that album, Supernatural.
You had that album? Yeah, oh, yeah. Nice. And then there's also What a Girl Wants,
What a Girl Needs,
Whatever Makes Me Happy Sets You Free. Yes.
All right. That would be Christina Aguilera.
That's exactly correct. Very nice. Very nice. Loving it. Then we have the And That's the Way It Is.
I like that.
That's
what is that?
It is.
I don't even.
Celine Dion.
Is it really now?
Yes.
Very good. That's a song I always like. I never really heard enough of it to grasp who it was. So, good song.
Oh, yeah. And then what about Music Makes the People Come Together?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
That would be Madonna, the title track from Music.
Wanna dance with my baby. Yes.
I used to have that album, so that's another one I had. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had that album. Yeah.
And then the what about the... If you go crazy, then... Well, no, wait. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? it's Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Oh, I hate them. No.
Oh, my God. You do not fucking hate them.
No, I don't.
You need to take that back. No,
it's somebody else with a similarly uninspired name.
What about the thong, the thong, thong, thong?
Anything involving thongs... should be, you know, we should just take a flamethrower to it. And
Cisco's thong song, it was such a huge thing. Maybe make a booty move.
Burn that abomination and pray for forgiveness. Just an affront to the dignity of mankind, as far as I'm concerned.
Then there was also Say my name, say my name.
Oh, I hate this song.
No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games.
Why you acting shady? Ain't calling me baby.
Baby,
what's
unchanged?
Why do I want to say that's also Destiny's Child?
It is Destiny's Child. Oh, it is. Okay, it's them again. I love that song, so you're not making any fucking sense. That's fine.
That song blows.
Yeah, they think you blow, so that's fine. They don't give a fuck. They're taking it all.
I'll go with jumping.
All the way to the fucking bank is where they're taking your dislike of their song. So let's see what else there is. Ooh, also independent. No. Let's try that again.
I would remind the listeners that financial success and fame are no measure of actual. This is not a meritocracy because Drake makes more money than all of us, and he totally sucks ass. You know.
Yeah, but anyway, let's just say that Queen Bee is doesn't give a fuck what you think. I don't think anybody really gives a fuck what you think, but. All the women independent, throw your arms up in the air, whatever it is. Fucking Destiny's Child again, 3 times tonight in the 2000s.
Which one is that? What's that one called?
Independent Women, Part 1.
Okay, I don't remember that one. I'm getting that mixed up with the single ladies thing, you know?
They're all different. Yeah. They're all different, but they have
Are they really, though?
They're very different. They're very different. And you better watch your step, man. We're going to have people coming for us. I'm doing 2000, so you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah, you really spared me. I appreciate it.
Other people that were on this list, I'm just going to share some with you. I'm not going to sing their songs. And you have to forgive me. I am still getting over a wicked, horrible, horrible flu.
We have postponed so many times.
Because I've been fucking sick. So other people that showed up on here, Breathe by Faith Hill.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking
Wait, I'm sorry.
Right
not
now?
Breathe. Not Breathe.
Faith Hill?
This Kiss is the one that's phenomenal.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a classic. Okay. Breathe. Breathe is, you hear it once and you go, yeah, okay. And afterwards it starts to be so maudlin,
like
you know.
This Kiss where it's like 400 times she's going, this kiss. I mean,
hey, it modulates. It's got a sweet little melody. Ceiling to rent, it said, just no way. I mean, all right, okay. But anyway, Breathe is decent, but nah. I mean, at least I know it, you know.
Maria with Santana featuring the product G&B. Yes, I love Vertical Horizon. They're amazing. They have lots of great songs. This one is everything you want.
I will give them credit for their cleverly oxymoronic name. That's about all.
Savage Garden. Ugh, God. Lone Star. Country Star.
Boy. It's a real dearth of good names, apparently.
Tony Braxton. Creed. Aaliyah.
Tony Braxton, as long as it's not that Unbreak My Heart crap.
I hate that song.
I hate that song.
Brian McKnight was big at that time. I remember Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet. There
Mark
you go.
Mark Anthony. Montel Jordan.
Is there a Janet hit there?
No. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter, actually, at the end of the day. We also had, let's see, Missy Elliott shows up on this. Blink 182.
No.
All the small things. I
Sorry,
love that song.
I'm not with them.
I
you know?
Fucking love that song.
They could do something good, but I just never liked anything of theirs.
Song.
You know?
Yeah, you suck. That's fine. What about not them? Nobody sucks. No, everyone's great. Everyone's wonderful, except especially Blink 182.
Yeah, I'm not signing off on that.
You should. Faith, the way you love me. Whoa, 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 the way you love me. So there's another Faith hit. I Turn to You, Christina Aguilera, a really good song. Third Eye Blind, Never Let You Go. I've never liked anything Third Eye Blind ever did.
That's the one. Three Doors Down, Third Eye Blind. You see how I'm mixing them up?
No, they're not the same.
No, I know they're not the same.
Leanne Rimes.
She has her moments.
Whitney Houston, My Love Is Your Love. I don't know that one. I feel really weird.
But Whitney's badass, but I don't know about that
song.
I don't know that song. Yeah.
Smash Mouth's on here. Pink's on here.
All right.
Everclear, which I love. Jessica Simpson. Ugh. 98 Degrees. Ugh. Filter. Ooh, if you want to take my
filter.
Picture.
Wait a minute, filter?
Then that's what I was singing just now.
It must be a different filter.
You were talking over my singing.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
That's
I'm sorry.
All right.
I was confused.
Right. That's okay. Filter.
Yeah.
So it's a great song, great band, really cool. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Other Side. Jay-Z featuring UGK with Big Pimpin'. Jagged Edge, Avant. We also had Kid Rock, Mystical, Erykah Badu. We had Snoop Dogg. We have the next episode. Fuck, I missed that. Next episode. What else? There's a lot of country on this shit. Toby Keith. Tim McGraw. The Goo Goo Dolls were on here. We have, who else? Anybody else? I don't know. I think that's probably more than enough. But that's the kind of stuff that we had in 2000. So here's the thing. I will give 2000, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being a great year for music, I'm going to give it like a 5.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds kind of fair, and I'm only going to sign off on that one because I know so little, honestly, of it. It seems pretty slim pickings, but there are things there that I know I'm probably missing something.
Yeah, there's so some decent things.
Your five sounds pretty judicious.
But see, when we have stuff like candy on here, I can't go. Yeah, candy. I don't know who that even is.
No.
Jody Messina. There's a lot of country on this list, so
yeah.
That makes me very
country
very
wasn't
sad.
As awful then, but it's still you don't want much.
Totally awful.
Yeah.
What else? Just trying to think if there's anything else. So here's the thing, like Missy Elliott, Nas, Eve, and Q-Tip did Hot Boys. Like,
wow.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mark Anthony was a big deal at that time. I don't really know. But anyway, there's a lot of weird songs in here, a lot of interesting artists, and it was kind of really a weird trip down memory lane. I understood why I hit the, you know, tune button a lot, because I was like, that sucks, that sucks, that sucks. And I remember when that Oops, I Did It Again came out, I thought, you know what, you were okay with Baby One More Time. What is this Oops, I Did It Again shit? That sucks. Of all her songs, I really, really hate that one. But anyway, it was a big year for her. It was a big year for a lot of people, though Britney didn't, though Britney only released one album that year. It was a huge one.
That riff, that piano riff, don't, actually deserves a better song.
But that's Baby One More Time. You're getting super confused.
Fucking A.
Every time.
Again?
Yeah, this was Oops, I Did It Again.
Damn
yeah.
it. Why do I keep thinking Baby One More Time? Because
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That's her big song, and that's apparently you're stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
Well, at least it's got a good riff going for it.
I mean,
it.
It's got something. Yeah. It's much better. So anyway, it was an interesting year. Not a great year, I mean, for pop music and country. Clearly, there's a huge amount of country on here. Rap was a pretty big deal at that time, though. To me, it started going downhill after 2000s happened, because it went a little in a different way, but I like the old school stuff. So that's really all there is to say about 2000. You can't get too nostalgic about it because there's not a lot of nostalgic stuff going on here. I'm not really missing a lot of that music. But I will say, you know, I miss having Eminem around. Em, you know, did his retirement thing and I miss him. He was amazing, but he did give a lot. We still have Snoop around. We still have Dre around. So we still have those to give us good stuff. So, you know, we still have Jay-Z around from this time.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say him.
Yeah. There's a lot.
We've still got Jay-Z and part of Destiny's Child.
I love Jay-Z, and I like Destiny's Child a lot. You just eat those words, Mr. Like Rap, because he's a great rapper. He's a great rapper. He's got 99 Problems, and you aren't one. That's what he's got.
Well, so. You know, I having missed a lot of this, maybe I wish I had, but I'm not exactly filled with regret and beating my breast and wearing sackcloth and ashes and so forth over it.
I think you should. If it's a five, it's worth your time.
I suppose so.
If it was a two, that's not. And some of the later years in 2000 are probably more like a two.
When we've got 36-hour days, I'll probably find time to listen to some 2000s music.
So that's good. Yeah. Perfect. Well, and here's the thing. I don't know how many 2000s we're going to do, but I will be the one taking on the 2000s for History Shrike, should we do any additional 2000s, but I took one for the team because this is normally a you feature.
Yeah, if it's for History Shrikes, if it's going to be like your era and where I was in the pit, in the tar pit, then you should probably do it because somebody will know something at least.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, well, that's all I really have for 2000. I did want to bring it out, but I will say with this huge list I have 5 pages of information in front of me and not a lot of it really moved me. So while 2000 was an okay year for music, thank God there was the 60s, 70s, 80s, and
90s. Isn't that something? A young person like you, if we went back and did 1970, you'd know more of the music than you do of this time.
I would.
You know, yeah.
That's right. And it was better.
So it's not just a dino thing, you know?
No, but I like a lot of music that's on here, too. And you're like, I don't like that song. I don't like it. Wow. So you said that a million times. So I'm more open to new experiences.
I'm closed, I suppose, is the obvious inference here.
No, you're implication, not closed rather, to indie music. You're just closed to some of the mainstream music.
I'm closed to everything, actually.
All right, fair enough. Okay. All right, so I guess that right there, that's the end of the show, I guess, forever, because he said he's closed to all music. So, you just heard the end of Birds of a Feather. Who knew?
We'll be back if I decide to open up some new music.
All right. Well, since we're done talking about the albums and the singles of 2000, I guess that only leaves for you to say,
let's fly this coop. Ooh, ooh.
This has been Winging It, a presentation of Birds of a Feather, on What the Flock Radio.